Greetings, friends, family, and partners. You're listening to the podcast, Choices We Believe, and my name is Joe Watson. I want to invite you to visit our little bitty website. It's only a couple of pages long, but take you 30 seconds to read through it. It's called choiceswebelieve.com. And that's where you can send me a note or read a little history or support us in one way or another. We always appreciate your prayers and support. In this podcast, I want to ask you, have you ever found yourself in a spot where you had to make a choice, but your options seemed bad? No matter which way you went, it was going to be a bad choice. Well, when we partner with God, there is always another choice. With a God partnership, you do what you do, and then He does what He does. And it's always magnificent because He doesn't do anything less than magnificent. I want to refer to an Old Testament scripture. A lot of people look at the Psalms. So I want to look at the Psalms and the Proverbs and check out a couple of things that gives us this idea about you do what you do and He does what He does. Look in the Psalms 37, starting in verse 4. 37 is a great psalm, but I want to just pick out a couple of verses and talk about them. Psalm 37:4 talks about, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him also, and He will bring it to pass, or He will act, depending on the version you're looking at. I want to look at this and point out that you do what you do. Delight yourself, commit your ways to Him, trust Him, and then what will happen? He'll give you the desires of your heart. You'll put those desires there, and then He'll bring them to pass. It says He will act on them in the ESV version. So God's doing His thing, watching over you, encouraging you, seeking you. Let's look in Proverbs. We have a proverb here. Proverbs 16:9 says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Well, you make your plans. You know what your heart says. I've heard people say, follow your heart. Well, sometimes your heart will lead you in the wrong direction. However, if you're relying on the Lord, He will establish your steps. He'll guide your steps so that they come out correct. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. If you take this in the context of being in partnership with God, God's doing the sharpening, and together, it's happening. Okay? So let's just look at the idea of partnership. What is the definition of partnership? So that we all get into the same page, so to speak, the same frame of mind, with the same understanding. If we define partnership, it's called the state of being a partner, a legal relation existing between two or more persons, contractually associated as joint principals in a business. The persons joined together in a partnership, a relationship residing or resembling a legal partnership and usually involving close cooperation between parties, having specified in joint rights and responsibilities. We just read in the Bible, rights and responsibilities of delighting ourselves, committing our way to Him, trusting in Him, letting Him sharpen us, planning our ways, and what does He do? He gives us desires. He acts upon them. He establishes our steps. He sharpens us so that we are better. Some synonyms for the idea of partnership is affiliation, alliance, association, collaboration, confederation, connection, cooperation. If we cooperate with God and His ways, then we will reap the benefits. Does the work between you and God matter? Let's look at something. Let's go to the New Testament. And see 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Yeah, I want to read a verse or so out of chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 6. This is the Apostle Paul that's writing to the Corinthians, and he says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth or the increase. This illustrates partnering. There is no increase without each one doing their part. If Paul didn't plant, there'd be nothing for Apollos to water. And if Paul didn't plant or Apollos didn't water, then there would be no increase for God to give because it wasn't there. We all put something into partnership and then we reap the benefits or the harvest. Ecclesiastes has an illustration as well. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, and though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. This illustrates two or three being superior over the one. You can be a very strong person. You may have a strong commitment or a strong passion. You may be physically strong, mentally strong, but you can only go so far in resisting the opposition. But when you have a partnership, you and your partner can withstand many, many times more than you by yourself. In the Old Testament, we find what God does from the outside of men who partner with him. If we look at Moses or Elijah, Elisha, even David, King David, who said to Goliath, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. In other words, that time David was depending on God as his partner, and the two of them joined together, defeated the giant, overcame the obstacle, and all Israel was benefited from the partnership that David had with the Lord God. Therefore, what might God do working through us from the inside? You know, let's look at this one. Let's go in the New Testament to the Gospel of Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9 says, and he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. This comes up to the hardest part of being a partner with Jesus Christ. The hardest part of this partnership is letting Jesus take the lead on everything. Every aspect of my life is given over to the partnership that I have with Jesus Christ. You may think giving everything to this partnership, what is Jesus bringing to it? And you think about that, you think, wow, what did Jesus bring to it? Because I'm giving everything. Well, he gave everything. It's hard for us to get our human minds around, especially Americans who are so independently minded, that for us to give up everything and reflect on what Jesus gave up so that we could be here. Jesus gave up everything, even his blood, his honor, his authority, everything that the Son of God had in eternity past, he gave up, even to the point of death, death on a cross. Wow. And he brings that to the table and offers us a partnership. If we will take his side of it and give up ours, together we will be more powerful, more able to withstand and overcome the enemy and be a delight to Father God. I want to look at one more aspect of this, Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. And it says, again, the Apostle Paul writing, he says, and because you are sons, yeah, you become a son when you give your all to Jesus, you become a son. And since then, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Yeah, you've been adopted. You have equal share with all of the sons of God. Verse 7 says, so you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
Wow.
Like it says, if a son, then an heir. How can you be an heir? Because God made you equal in his sight with Jesus Christ. You sit next to him on the throne. And making a choice to partner with Jesus causes you to have all the same access to the family fortune as Jesus does. Think about it for a minute. You think, oh man, that's not working in my life. I don't have any riches. I don't have any power. I don't have anything. That's a lie that Satan's trying to tell you. Because if you discover the true riches in Jesus Christ, then you'll start seeing power. Because those who preach the gospel according to the gospels found in the Bible will see signs, wonders, and miracles. And I've gotten a taste of that, to see signs, wonders, and miracles. It's not money that raises the dead. It's not money that causes people who are sick to be cured or blind eyes to be opened. But it is the word and power of the word of God. The Bible says that you can do what Jesus did and even more. If you don't believe me, try looking up John 14, verse 12. When Jesus says that if you believe in him, that you will do all the things that he has done and even greater things than this. If Jesus said it, you can take it to the bank. Therefore, make the choice to partner up with Jesus and you'll be surprised how life turns out. I've heard many people tell their stories about having partners that turn out to be frauds. They stole money, they ran off, in some way they altered the contract for their own greed. Partnering with Jesus will always work out for your best. He never cheats. He never leaves. Therefore, I have to ask you, what choice will you make? Thank you. My name is Joe Watson, and this podcast is called Choices We Believe.